First of all, the situation in Mali has been evolving, you know, in ups and downs, because, as you know, that we needed, first of all, a strong state as a partner. And just recently, the Prime Minister was appointed, which was a good way to move forward. And, of course, working with the other regional partners, we had secured UN agreement to mobilize and deploy the force. But, of course, we had also all along given peace a chance. And that's why working with the three, first of all, there is His Excellency Pasore, there is His Excellency Romano, the former president of Italy, and then you had the President Buyoya. All these efforts were meant, first of all, to give peace a chance and so forth. But as you know, the separatists, those people in the north and the others started moving and trying to take over some towns, which altered the game. And as you know, that the government then requested intervention, external intervention, and I think that was only expected so that they would arrest a situation that is already bad from getting worse.
Some observers have criticized both ECOWAS and the African Union for not proactively addressing this concern, except when France started bombing these Islamists before there seemed to be action being taken by Africans to resolve the problem in Africa. What is your reaction to this criticism?
That is not, for those who have not been following events, one would feel sorry for them, because it's not fair to say that there was a delay. Because what delay are you talking about? Because we have been engaging, first of all, to reach out and give negotiations, call the parties to the table. I think those who are, criticizing are happy triggers, who always think that the first way to solve the problem is to send bombers, go and kill people. Then you are not any better than the people you are fighting, because if you have terrorists who are killing people, you also want to kill people. So what is the difference? So the sequence was, okay, give peace a chance, and we are already in touch, we are talking with each other. If that doesn't work, then of course you go to war, because all those avenues have failed. So it's not true, because if you see right from day one, we've been in Mali, we've been with the UN, we've been with ECOWAS, we've been with the, we're talking with the partners to make sure that the efforts are coordinated. And since we've been coordinating, we are not talking to ourselves. We're also talking at the level of UN and the same partners. So which other party would you have talked to beyond these groups that we've been engaging?
Well, Honorable Mwencha, what is the expectation of the African Union now that there appear to be a standby force from both the African Union and ECOWAS to deal with these separatists who are linked to Al-Qaeda in parts of Mali's north?
Well, the expectation is that, of course, we need to have the force ready for deployment. We need to send a strong signal to the separatists and the people who are there that the action cannot be tolerated. And we need to eventually really get our expectation finally is to restore peace, to make sure that Mali remains as an integral state, and that the state is in charge, that Mali is in charge of its own affairs.